Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Eva Watson Schutze, a pioneer American photographer who became one of the leaders of the early 20th century movement that promoted photography as a fine art. Eva was born in New Jersey in 1867. At the age of 16, she enrolled in the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, where she studied under the well-known painter Thomas Eakins. Like many late 19th century art students, Eva originally intended to become a painter. In her classes, she met her soulmate, Amelia Van Buren, and the two young women not only shared a studio, but also modeled together for Eakins' legendary life classes, in which, contrary to convention, he encouraged full nudity for his male and female models. Eakins' quest for anatomical realism raised even the eyebrows of the Academy's board of directors, and a now infamous encounter led to his departure and to the girls' instruction. Both Eva and Amelia switched their focus to photography. This, they decided, would be their career. Leaving the Academy for the vacation mecca of the day, Atlantic City, they rented a house together and opened a portrait studio. Both women became recognized as accomplished artists, and they were invited to exhibit together at the annual Salon of the Camera Club of Pittsburgh in 1898. Eva and Amelia quickly became known for their soft-focused, pictorialist style in which photographs aspired to appear more painterly. Of the duo, Eva was arguably the stronger artist, and in 1899, six of her photographs were chosen to be exhibited at the first Philadelphia Photographic Salon. It was through this exhibition that she came to the attention of Alfred Stieglitz, one of the judges for the exhibit. On Stieglitz's recommendation, Eva was asked to be a member of the jury for the next season's Salon. Considering that her fellow jurors included Gertrude Kassebier, Frank Eugene, Clarence H. White, her inclusion in this group indicated her growing stature as a photographer. This sudden surge of professional recognition caused considerable tension between Eva and Amelia, who now seemed to be working in the shadow of her dearest friend. Feeling the need to establish her own professional identity, Amelia moved out and went off to the city to open a studio of her own. Eva seems hardly to have noticed. Her star was rising, and everyone wanted to exhibit her photographs in their next show. In 1900, Frank Johnston was putting together an exhibit in Paris of America's best women photographers, and he asked Eva to headline the exhibit. She objected at first, but Johnston persisted, and Eva displayed more prints than any other photographer in this landmark exhibit. It was time for the world to recognize, she told the press, that women's careers would soar in art photography. In Paris, on the rebound from her relationship with Amelia, Eva met her future husband, Dr. Martin Schutze, a young German lawyer who was looking for a teaching position in the United States. At the end of the exhibition, the two boarded a White Star luxury liner headed for New York. Soon after her return to the States, Eva was elected a member of the prestigious photography group, The Linked Ring. In 1902, she suggested the idea of forming an association of these photographers to Alfred Stieglitz, who had already been thinking along the same lines. And by the end of the year, she joined Stieglitz as one of the founding members of the most famous photographers' movement of the century, the Photo Secession. A university offer lured Eva and Martin to Chicago, where in addition to her busy schedule in a studio, Eva became the director of the somewhat sleepy Renaissance Society at the University of Chicago. Under her direction, the society blossomed, though, presenting groundbreaking exhibitions of early modernists such as Picasso, Chagall, and others. A celebrated photographer who had risen to the top of her field, Eva Watson Schutze died in Chicago in 1935. Later that year, the Renaissance Society held a memorial exhibition of her work, which was attended by artists from all over the world. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.